please give a big hand for Mayor of Coquille, Matt Rao. Give it up.
Intro music and everything, I gotta tell you. If I had that at the State of the City address, I might be able to get the council to pass more of my agenda. But in all honesty, Alex is a master entrepreneur, a master of production value, and he's put on a great conference this weekend, hasn't he? Now, honestly, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to live up to the expectations Alex raised for me with that great intro, but I'll try. And this presentation I have for you this morning is gonna be more of a conversation. And if you've ever had a one-sided conversation, you know that's not particularly the most interesting in the world, and oftentimes they question your sanity when you have a one-sided conversation. So there, I'm going to save time for question and answer, and I hope you have some good questions for me on marijuana policy, politics, and mainly the politics of small-town governments and regulating the cannabis industry as it's expanding and growing. Now, I'll say this, and it sounds like I'm pandering, but Alex will tell you, this is honest to God my position. I have been unequivocally a pro-cannabis mayor from beginning to the present, and I think that this industry can help revitalize the economy of rural Oregon. The timber industry, fishing, and agriculture were the backbones of the economy in my region of the state, and if you don't know where Coquille is, don't worry, you're not the first. We're the county seat of Coos County, which most people go, oh, Coos Bay. Well, yeah, but we make them drive 16 miles east and south to pay their taxes and go do jury duty. Actually, funny story about Coquille. The county seat used to be in the Empire District of Coos Bay in the 1880s. Then we elected two county commissioners from Coquille, and we stole the courthouse to Coquille. Mercifully, we've kept it there, and I'm glad to have him, a great employer. But I was going to say, it amazes me that so many small towns, which are on economic hard times, are trying to push away this industry. It boggles my mind. Agriculture and fishing and logging, like I said, were the backbones of the economy in my region of the state, and those industries, for numerous reasons, have been devastated, either due to automation, regulation, or international markets. Even if we opened up the forests to full-bore logging, just simply due to automation, the jobs simply could not come back even close to where they were once upon a time. So I say, why not let folks work the land with a different crop, a different product, where you can create jobs, you can eliminate the black market criminal elements, you can create revenue for governments and schools and public safety, but most importantly, you can give a lot of folks an opportunity to create a business or to have the dignity and pride of going to work. In my neck of the woods, unemployment is very high. Underemployment is substantial. And I don't know anybody, regardless of what Donald Trump or anybody else says, I don't know anybody who goes, yay, I love being on unemployment. People like the dignity of work and having a job and having control of their own future. And that's what impresses me so much about this industry. It's giving people the opportunity to invest and create new jobs, an opportunity for themselves in this new pioneering industry. Oregon may not be the first to do this, but we're gonna be the best. And the most... I often have talks with my friends in the Mayor's Association about this industry, and the funny thing is, almost all the mayors agree with my position on this. Let's do it right. Let's work with this industry to create jobs, to have the best social impact possible, and to get in front of this thing, because 5 years from now, small cities aren't gonna be able to get in front of this thing and have this industry work with them. This industry isn't going away, so we need to work with this industry. But more often than not, my friends in the mayor's conference go, well, man, I share your position, but boy, I'm not sure about the voters, I'm a little bit scared. And I said, look at the election results in your city. I mean, this initiative passed overwhelmingly. Now, fun fact though, in my city of Coquille, my city is the only city in the state to have had an exact tie vote to the vote on Measure 91. You try trying to persuade a city council with those election results. But the funny thing is, though, that was in a low turnout, disproportionately conservative election in the midterms. If it had been held in a presidential election year, I think it would have passed 60-40 in my town. And I think in most towns. But I've got to say also, and I think a lot of you know this, there are a lot of folks who have had medical marijuana cards who opposed Measure 91 because they were afraid it would open up the medical program. So if you weigh in that maybe 5% of those folks in my town at least were supportive of the medical program and opposed it, I think it's clear that a clear majority of my town supported it. And I think if you look at the Southern Oregon coast, Curry County, a very conservative county, voted overwhelmingly for legalization. Gold Beach. Now, I don't know if you guys have spent much time in Gold Beach. It's my dad's hometown. I love it to death. But it's a very conservative town, and they're proud of that fact. But apparently, on top of loving guns, which I love guns too, they also like their pot, you know? And that little town has, and if you don't know Gold Beach, it's about 3,800 people. They've got 3 dispensaries. A buddy of mine just got back from going down to Southern Oregon. He hadn't been home for a while. He was raised in the Grants Pass area. And he said the only new stores he saw opening up or new businesses were in the cannabis industry. And when you look at rural Oregon and the need for economic development, who doesn't want that economic growth? Who's wrong? What's wrong with the people who are pushing this away? And I still can't wrap my head around it. But I will say this. I had a fella come to town last week, actually about 2 weeks ago now, and he talked to a good friend of mine who's a realtor. He was scouting locations for a marijuana dispensary. And he was looking at my neighboring town of Myrtle Point. Now, I love Myrtle Point to death, and they're our football rivals. But boy, that is one of the few towns in my region that voted overwhelmingly against Measure 91. It's a very, very, very socially conservative town. And the realtor goes, boy, I don't know if you want to do it in this town. Boy, you know. But the mayor in Coquille is a very progressive fellow. Why don't you come over and talk to him? And he said, the mayor would want to talk to me? And so the realtor set up a meeting with the two of us, and we sat down and talked, and I explained to him that I'm for this industry, and I want to have it done right in my town. Because small towns and small areas can only sustain so many dispensaries. There's only so much market before you start cannibalizing yourself. And so I toured the town with him. We looked at locations, and I said, well, this would be a good spot for you. This would comply with the law. This would be a good spot for you, and all these other things. He goes, I have never had a mayor, especially in a conservative community, scout locations with me. He said, it's very surreal. And I said, well, if you haven't noticed, I'm not your cookie cutter type of a mayor. My hair is not gray. And I'm a chubby-faced, freckle-faced guy who, looks like he should be on the side of a milk carton instead of in City Hall, as I'm often told. But I've got to say that I'm encouraged with the way this industry is developing. I think there's still a lot of work to be done at the state level. I think, though, small cities in particular, in rural Oregon, need to embrace this industry, work with the industry, the best people in the industry, to do this right, to create jobs, to generate revenue, and to blaze a new path forward for rural Oregon where we can all succeed together. So that's the end of my formal comments. Thanks again for listening, but if you have any questions, I'm glad to answer it about the politics of marijuana in a small town, the regulatory process. I know you've got people who are going to talk about that much more in depth later, but I'm glad to answer any questions you may have because I love question and answer.